For progressive Christians, those who consider themselves liberal, like Mayor Pete Buttigieg, the way they interpret scripture, the emphasis is always on the collective, not the individual. It's always on collective doing good works, not the biblical clear call for individual salvation through Jesus Christ. Jesus' call to help the poor and the hurting, which he did do, is prioritized far above his call to repent and believe the gospel. The Bible teaches, though, that good works are the evidence of saving faith, not the means of obtaining it. Very important. Progressive Christians like Buttigieg do not believe in the inerrancy of Scripture. They do not believe in the exclusivity of Jesus Christ, as there's one way to be right with God. And thus, they preach, I'm going to say this, a false gospel of saving man from his physical problems, physical dangers, rather than the true gospel of saving individual souls from the great spiritual danger of being unreconciled with God. I mean, how can a man call himself a Christian when he is openly and unrepentantly practicing what the Bible calls sin? Look at Romans 1 says, "For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for what is unnatural. And in the same way, also the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper." I'm encouraging you, do not let the exterior persona or the words that come so easily and naturally out of Buttigieg's mouth fool you. He is a person who has, as Romans 1 says, degrading passions, a depraved mind, commits unnatural, indecent acts, as Romans 1 says, with men. Those are not my words, that's what the Bible says. He is a Christian in profession only. Unless he repents, the Bible says, he will not inherit the kingdom of God. He will be judged and sent to hell. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? And who are these unrighteous? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, or swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." Those are those who practice such things and do not repent and believe in Christ as paying the penalty that they deserve for practicing them. Such were some of you. Here's the good news for Pete Buttigieg, if he repents. "But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit of our God." You can be saved, even if you have practiced those things. We hope you gained from this short take of the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and further connect with this ministry, visit thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.